Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we look to you and we trust you as you taught us and brought us to this place of peace and rest in you. We thank you. You know the outcome of this world, and we know it's beautiful and good. I was just looking at again yesterday, Lord, where we just see the beauty of the creation in harmony. The lion and the lamb and the child and the snake, and thank you for that, Lord. And so we know, Father God, that you know the end result of our lives, Lord, because we are your building, we are your idea. And so, Father God, we can look forward into this day and have faith, Father God, because you know the outcome of today, and looking to you, Lord, you lead us and you keep us in peace and you bring about that which you, what needs to be brought about in our lives this day, Lord. So your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 128 from the TPT translation. How joyous are those who love the Lord and bow low before God, ready to obey him. Your reward will be prosperity, happiness, and well-being. Your wife will bless your heart and home. Your children will bring you joy as they gather around your table. Yes, this is God's generous reward for those who love him. May the Lord bless you out of his Zion glory. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem throughout your lifetime. And may you be surrounded by your grandchildren. Happiness to you and happiness to Israel.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to know, you know, that as we saw yesterday, unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. And so now to have just given over everything about our lives, everything about our ministry, everything about the good works laid out for us into his hands. And so, as the word says here this morning, verse 1, we can be prosperous. And I thank you, this is prosperous in the right senses, prosperous in godliness, prosperous in peace. And because we are prosperous being just listening to you and being led by you. I think of the wonderful scripture that says, maybe be, how's it go, content in all things, even as your soul is content. Whoops, it's that scripture that basically says when we trust in God, we've got everything pertaining to life and godliness, so we can be content. So that's just the thinking this morning. The Lord builds a house, and so he knows what needs to be in the house. He knows everything about the house. And yes, we can see that our partners, our wives, or our husbands is a blessing from the Lord to help us to be helpmates, and then also to help us in our ministry. And then We can see these blessings upon our children as well. And even if we see in the natural there is lack, we know that the God that made us and loves us will bring about whatever is necessary in their lives. So, okay, yeah, Danita's got it here. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. But you may prosper in health, wealth, and all things, even as your soul prospers. That's the word I wanted, yeah. So we just keep our eyes on the Lord, guys, and just have peace. Today, we've just seen them change everything. We had made our plans for this morning, sharing the word here at about 7 o'clock, because then the lights were going to go on, and now we see it's changed. So the lights have been off here from 7, and it's going to go on to...
From 5.
From 5. Right on till 9. And this is it. We've got to look to the Lord. I thought we had that psalm the other day where it says we look to the Lord like servants. So even though we are children of the Most High God, co-heirs with Jesus, we always got to look for the leading and always find the peace and to function. If you're not functioning in peace and you're not functioning in love, you know you're moving outside the boundary. So we always go look to the Lord, and that's what happens. We find peace, and peace is also brings about the love of God. Amen. So be strong Your God is for you. He knows exactly what is required, and just walk conscious of him, and then he'll keep you in total peace. Amen.
Amen.